State officials and emergency responders are beginning to tally up the damage from flooding that hit northern and north-central communities late last week and over the weekend. The flooding caused nearly $7 million of damage to roadways, according to Major General James Hoyer of the West Virginia National Guard. Five schools were impacted, and Hoyer says so far between 600 and 700 homes have suffered damage, but that number could increase. Eight counties are under a state of emergency, but Hoyer says he'd like to see that number expanded to 11. The latest high water comes just over a year after devastating floods in southern and central West Virginia that killed 23 people. Hoyer says the state is still recovering from that event in the midst of new damage.
We still got people focused on that devastating, epic event we had last June, but it doesn't matter to somebody whose home was damaged over the last couple of days. That's the primary focus. So we, from a state perspective, have to be able to manage all those things together.
Hoyer says right now, National Guard members are focused on cleanup efforts and helping communities restore their infrastructure like water and sewer lines. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara.